It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, or should I call you Goat? How are we?
I like that.
Yep.
Spike, welcome back to the East Coast.
Oh, glad to be here.
Jackie, baseball? What is that, three straight or four straight?
Four straight.
Four straight Jackie baseball. Holla at your boy.
Never doubted him.
Someone get the tape of Friday's show.
Right.
A lot going on. A lot going on during Friday's show. Now, of course, we have a early Phillies game today. What is it, a 4:05
yes.
first pitch?
Go for the sweep.
The farewell.
They'll be down by two.
Yep.
At 4:10.
4:10. The farewell Taiwan Walker appearance today. We're all looking forward to it. You get to hear it, of course, on WIP. And we are in the throes of the Eagles Radiothon for the Eagles Autism Foundation. We will get to the items that we have. Of course, there's an afternoon show live broadcast, an afternoon show sit-in, and Nick Sirianni will join us today at 2:30 to talk about...
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Nick will join us at 2:30 to talk about his item, which is lunch and horse with Nick Sirianni.
There you go.
So I'm considering bidding on it because I know I could kick his ass in horse, so we will talk to Nick Sirianni probably.
You think you could?
Nah. I actually think he's probably pretty good.
I think I could.
You think you could?
I think I could.
Dude, you got a lot of confidence in that jumper.
He does.
I do, man. I do, man. I do.
Because you're a gunner at heart.
It's a driveway deadly, man. It's deadly from a standstill driveway shooting standpoint.
Well, it doesn't take any confidence to shoot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He is not confident that it's going to go in. He's just the confidence comes with Ike's ability to let the shot go.
Man.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Listen,
which is,
the horse is a game, I feel like.
You could beat him.
I shouldn't underestimate him because I don't know how good he is.
My guess is if he's making it a radiothon item, being as how competitive he is.
He shoots a lot.
I bet he's pretty good.
He shoots a lot.
Yeah, he shoots
a lot. He's around an overcare just shooting.
Just shooting all day long.
Well, I mean, he's got his kids who are obviously getting into sports now. I'm sure he cooks them in the driveway.
So, and by the way, to donate, you can just donate, by the way. If you don't want to bid on any of these items, you know, the Sirianni thing's too expensive, you don't have a business, you want us to broadcast, we get it. Text AFTERNOON to 53209. You can donate that way. Or you can get the Eagles Radiothon t-shirt, which is designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. You can get that at EaglesRadiothon.com. It's just $30. And just to donate, you can donate $5, $10, whatever. But make sure you put AFTERNOON in the text. 53209, so you know that we got you to donate.
Listen, man.
What?
Shout out to Jason and Kylie Kelsey, man. I mean, has a couple taken over this area like these two have, the way that these two have?
Power couple.
I mean, my goodness,
Delaware Valley power couple.
Hey, listen, and when you see them, it just brings a smile to your face.
Happy.
Yes, it just brings a smile to your face, man. You know, they give you the regular down-home type folks. They don't put on airs. But my goodness, they are winning.
Yeah,
winning.
You know, I keep waiting for the $100 million podcast deal for mine and
You've been doing a podcast for how long?
11 years! 11 years!
They didn't even endure the process. They got two Super Bowls and an Eagles Super Bowl run.
11 years! Come on, man!
My goodness, man. Shout out to the Kelsey.
Hold on, would you leave this show for $100 million?
I would kill him if he didn't leave, because believe me, I'm leaving.
Well, you know what? I could just,
I might bring y'all with me, though, but I'm leaving.
I just do the show and make the $100 million on the side, right? You might get a different Spike. You might get a...
Oh, we definitely will get a different Spike, yeah.
You guys watch the Phillies. I haven't watched the Phillies in 3.5 weeks. I don't know what you guys are doing. Yep.
Don't care.
Mount Rush 4 every half hour? Let's do it. Mount Rush 2, Mount Rush 3. Okay. So we do have a Phillies game today. And
I'm feeling good about the fightings.
Well, I think everyone's feeling better about the fightings. But I have to talk to you about one, Jack Fritz, actually. Mm-hmm. And this will sort of couch my opinion on this. Is that Jack on Friday, I don't know if you remember this, but Jack very sullenly looked into your eyes, looked into my eyes, and he said this more than one time. I think they're cooked.
Yeah.
In a very sincere, sullen tone.
Maybe the most truthful thing I've ever said on the show.
Yes, they're cooked. I could see, and I'm not joking when I say, not that your eyes were welling up, but it was a very puppy dog, very, you know, what is happening to me sort of situation.
Looked like Trey Turner from last year.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's actually a pretty fair comp.
Yeah, nobody gave you a standing ovation.
No, I got mocked.
Yeah, so Jack on Friday was like they're cooked. And I would think that when we heard from listeners, you know, both on the phones and on the internet, there was a similar sort of feeling going around. Oh, no, they're done. They're done. They're done. Mm-hmm. Now they won the series in Kansas City, which is great. And they've already won this series against the Astros, which is great. But the swing from total giving up and total sadness to now everybody's just, okay, they're fine again. We have been fooled too many times over the last 2 months when we think they're back. They sweep the Dodgers. They beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3. The game against the Guardians when it felt like they were back. The game against the Diamondbacks where it felt like they were back. There are just moments.
The Nats.
Things
happen. Ooh, boy.
Yeah. The Nats thing happened, and then we come right back, and it's, you know.
Yes.
So I guess my point is that they have not earned our trust yet. They're not back. Now, we have a series coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. 4 games against the Atlanta Braves, who are playing quite well.
Especially when they see us.
Especially. They have to win that series, and then we can say that we're safe, and it's okay, and we're back to normal. But we are not back to normal yet, because we win 2 series against American League teams. They were bad for too long to just say after 6 games, okay, I feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of where you're at, man. I'm not there, although, listen, you know me, man. I want to be there. And like you say, listen, they win this series, and I'm back out next Monday declaring World Series is back on. Like, that's sort of where my head is at with this team. That's how they make you feel when they start to play the way that you think they are capable of playing. You know, this is why fans get frustrated with this team. It's not that they don't believe in the team and are giving up on the team. It's because they do believe in the team and what they expect from the team. And when the team doesn't necessarily produce that, then it becomes frustrating. It's not a 1 week thing, a 2 week thing. Hell, it wasn't even a 1 month thing. It was 2.5, 3 months of this. So to your point, after just 4 games here, and even though they won the first 2 here, I'm not yet ready to just jump all the way back in and say that they're good. This needs to be sustained. For some reason, this is a little bit of a bugaboo with this Atlanta Braves team with them. We got them at home this weekend. Yeah, I need 3 out of 4. Yeah, I need 3 out of 4. They've set the lineup from a pitching rotation standpoint.
Where it's our 4 best pitchers.
Where we're getting our 4 best pitchers going in this series. Let's get 3 out of 4.
215-592-9494. Is it safe to once again believe in the Phillies again?
And by the way, this isn't about, for me, at least, I want to speak for you. When you say believing in the Phillies, this isn't about are they going to win the division or are they going to make the playoffs. This is a World Series caliber team. That is the expectation.
Have they found it? Whatever it was.
So in the sense of, do I believe they're back to winning? They're going to go win the World Series.
Absolutely.
I need to see a little bit more.
And the last thing I'll say on this is, what I would ask you to do is present yourself with the same, you know, parameters that you were presenting yourself with saying that something is wrong. There were so mm-hmm. many series where they would lose a series and you would just say, you know, this is just baseball. It's the da-da-da-da-da. And so there would be a bad, or even 2 consecutive bad series, or even a month of bad baseball. And you're like, you just gotta, this is, relax. This is how baseball is. So if you're like that, then you cannot just swing back the other way because they won a few games. I want to be there too, but they have to earn it. Now, Jack, where are you honestly at? And just to reiterate.
Why do I always hit the couch with honestly?
It was because
we don't know with you sometimes.
I don't know with you. All I know is that when I looked into your eyes on Friday, because you said the same thing to me before the show. I know I'm not allowed to talk about before the show, but you said the same thing before the show.
Only when it makes us look good.
Yes. Well, it's exactly the same. You said to me, I think they might be cooked. And then you said it on the show. So, where are you? Are you back to believing? Do you believe it's safe?
Well, I definitely don't think they're cooked anymore. I feel much better about that. And I think that they're out of whatever funk they're in. I don't want to use the B word because I am also with you guys. Like, I want to see how this weekend goes. I'll live with a split. Would love 3 of 4. Don't need to win the series. Believe they are the B word. But I think it's safe to believe that we're not going to go through what we went through. And I think the biggest reason to believe is the starting rotation looks like much closer to how it did at the beginning of the season. You know, offensive wise, maybe they shouldn't have put the curveball machine on the duster for 5 weeks. You know, since they brought the curveball machine back out, they're ripping baseballs.
How about that?
So I think it's safe to believe again. Like, I don't think we're gonna head towards a stop and this all falls apart.
Mm. Now, I think the most important thing, you mentioned starting pitching, Ranger coming out and having a good appearance may have been, the most important starting pitching thing that could have happened, especially given where we are with Mr. Walker and farewell, Taiwan Walker, hopefully.
Hopefully it's a nice last day.
Yep. Would you trade a loss today for no more Taiwan Walker?
Yes, okay. Easily. All right. They already won the series.
And it also goes to what the Midday Show was saying today about the apologizing Nick Castellanos. It's like, Nick Castellanos was bad for a couple of months. It's okay to say that they're bad, I don't trust them, and then he can get good. But it doesn't mean that he wasn't bad. So just like this, just because the Phillies play well doesn't mean that they weren't playing poorly for 2.5 months. So I don't think it's safe yet. You go out and you win the Brave series, then I'm back on no splits. 3 of 4. This
splits
one's at home.
Fine.
Nah. Be a winner. Be a winner. 2-1-5.
They have the best record in baseball. Yeah.
Great. Not doing that.
Yeah, let's not start that again.
Yeah.
even I'm holding off tweeting that out anymore.
Insufferable.
Yeah.
It's just it never stops.
What?
The best record in baseball. Who cares?
Throw the records out.
Well, there's like 7 teams that have the best record in baseball.
Listen, they've won 8 of the last 12.
Okay.
They have.
But you are asking for it. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man, we got to get back in line. Make sure we following the rules again because we don't want to get kicked off.
Yeah,
you know, Spike was on.
It was chaos here for 2 days. Man.
Oh, really?
Chaos.
We was asking everybody how they was doing.
Oh no! I'm gonna have to have a long talk with Tom Kelly. He's gonna need a bill of Spike before he opens a mic if he's hosting here again. It was TK both days, right?
Yes.
It was TK. All right. Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I love TK, but you know, come on, have a little pride, have a little respect.
I will admit, I kind of gave him the whole. Do what you want to do.
Oh,
listen, it's like having a substitute teacher.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
Yeah, gotta let the kids play for a couple days, man. We needed freedom.
I respect TK too much and for what he stands for too much to let him come on this show and start letting people ask him how he's doing. He's doing fine. Anyway, go ahead, Corey.
Best record in baseball. I mean, that's a fact. Is that not a fact? We can't use facts in the argument. They got the best record. See, the Phillies, are they back? Let's be real. The Phillies never went nowhere. This is who they are as a team. Like, were they who they were at the beginning of the season when they was just killing everybody, blowing them out? No. Were they who they were this 2 month slump when they was losing to the terrible teams and all losing to the Nationals? Like, no. They more in the middle. But this is a playoff team. Like, this team plays well when we get to the playoffs. I don't want to talk about the Diamondback series. Don't bring that up. I know what happened. But this is more of a playoff team. Like, we know when they get to the playoffs, they turn the game up. We saw what they did in the World Series, you know. We saw what they did last year leading up to the playoffs. So they're just trying to get there. My boy Castellanos, hey, man, I'll tell you right now, this dude Castellanos, man, this is a cold brother. This dude, the way he do his interview with his shirt off, he be having the chain, man. This is my guy. Listen, no Castellanos hate for a month on this show. I don't care if he go 0-30.
Hold
this
up, though.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but Corey, I would actually say we were easier on Castellanos than just about anyone, you know? So I don't think you're getting Castellanos hate on this show, honestly. Wait until October.
At all on the radio station.
Okay.
My boy been playing well. I'm rooting for my – move him up in the lineup, my boy Castellanos. This team, are they back? They never left. They're going to keep winning tonight. Taiwan Walker, you winning this game tonight. I'm putting it in
no.
the atmosphere. Taiwan Walker is walking off this mound tonight with a dub. And guess what?
You are just as lunatic.
With only one run. He might walk off the mound with only one run.
Was he going to pitch that third of an inning? How's he going to walk off the mound allowing only one run? Come on, man.
It ain't going to be six, I tell you that. He ain't going to be giving up six. I tell you that. Ike, you get that cable box six?
I did. It did. It came back last night.
I'm going to make sure because you was mad. Like, what's wrong with my cable box?
No, that lasted for about a half hour. Seriously, that did last for about a half hour.
You couldn't watch the game yesterday.
Yeah, something the hell was wrong with the cable. It went out. It came back on, though.
Oh, all right.
Yes, it did.
On the way out, I'm glad to have the crew back together. But, Ike, I need you to do something for me tonight.
What happened?
Do not let Mr. Eskin Spike or my brother in the producer booth pick Jalen Hurts on their fantasy team. I do not want that voodoo. I need somebody else to pick him, even if you got to, you know, sacrifice the pick. Do not let him go on those two teams.
Well, OG has the number one pick in the draft tonight, and so that should answer your question for you.
Yes. Don't worry about it.
But there we go. Good. That's what I need.
Still not sure how the hell that happened, but yes.
I'll let everybody else pick their own favorite players in the first and second round. It's fine with me. I'm gonna own this league, Corey. I'm gonna own it. Thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's. I want everyone to be happy. It's nice when people are happy about the Phillies. It was a nice first couple of months, yes. But make
it's
them
been
earn
a long
it.
6 weeks, buddy.
Yes.
Like, listen.
Six weeks.
People didn't start catching on, really.
July.
Yeah, everything was fine in the first like month and a half of them playing bad.
So Nick Sirianni joins us in less than 50 minutes at 2:30. Nick Sirianni, of course, has a great item for the Eagles Radiothon. You can bid at eaglesradiothon.com. The item with Nick Sirianni is lunch and games with Nick Sirianni. So the games listed are horse and putterball. So, and there's a rumor going along in the hallways that putterball was taken out of the item for a couple of years because maybe Nick wasn't great at putterball. So we're going to have to ask him about that. And, of course, with the season coming up, we'll have a lot to talk to Nick about. There are two WIP afternoon show items, which we have to express this to you. Mm-hmm. We have a great relationship with the other shows here on WIP. We have it's a good team atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We have to kick their asses on these items. We simply cannot lose. There are two items for the WIP afternoon show. One, you can sit in here in the studio with us. Jack will cater the lunch.
Yep.
He will make sure it is completely clean. No preservatives or anything like that. No microplastics.
No seed oils.
But you will sit in here in the studio with us. Well, that's a different show. Another show. And then the other item is we broadcast live from your business. So you can bid on both of these at eaglesradiothon.com. Now, it doesn't say it in the thing, but I am making it okay. If you want us to broadcast from your home rather than your business, as long as we can get everything to work properly, I'm approving going to somebody's house and doing the show at somebody's house. Are you guys okay with that?
100%.
I actually think it's much funnier to do at somebody's house.
Yeah, I would like a little bit of a scoping out process.
Well, yeah, we'll scope it out.
Definitely will be a scoping out
process. Yeah, there'll be a scoping out process. Absolutely.
I forgot Ike's here.
But I think it would be funny to broadcast from someone's den or
me and Michael B. did it once.
Oh, really? From somebody's?
Yes.
Oh, didn't somebody have a great like man cave thing in their basement or something?
Yeah, but it was
right?
A Michigan fan.
Oh.
That's even better.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, it was. He was loaded with Wolverine stuff everywhere. He was an Eagles fan too, I believe.
I hope he was
a Steelers fan. Maybe he was an Eagles fan. Yeah, but he certainly was a Michigan fan.
Now, what if a Cowboys fan bids on it?
Yeah, that's fine.
The kids do the show from a Cowboy man cave.
We have no restrictions.
It would be hilarious. Well, I think we have the right to refuse service to anyone, but I think it's fine if it's a Cowboys fan.
I guess if it's
fan.
A Cowboys fan, yes. Listen, he wants to bring us in. We'll troll him all day at his house.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We invite us into the belly of the beast?
Yeah,
absolutely. Come on. You know, that's how you destroy something is from the inside of it. So
show off his fake Lombardis.
Yes,
from the old Lombardi.
A lot of dust on those Lombardi trophies. Also, I'm just going through the items here, which are awesome. Target Golf with Jake Elliott, you can bid on. The Monday Night Football Chickies and Pete's Players Lounge Experience with Brandon Graham. So you get
And you and, you know, Howard.
And me and Howard.
Yeah, and the Players Lounge.
And the Players Lounge, yep. So you'll get a front row seat to that show on a day after the game. You meet Brandon, you get a photo with Brandon, you get an autographed
ball. But
that's
you and a guest, right?
It is you and a guest.
Yes.
Yep. Lunch and games with, and by the way, the games, it's you and one guest.
Yeah.
So does the guest get to play horse
assuming,
too?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Dude, somebody should show up there with Tyrese Maxey as their guest.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. You can be in the Eagles official team photo. By the way, you don't even have to bid on that. You can just buy it. And as I mentioned, the afternoon show broadcast from your house, your business. Uh-huh. So coming up next, Nick Sirianni joins us, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We're really doing it at 2:30 every day, huh? See how people handle it.
Okay. I'm not handling it well. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nick Sirianni joins us in just a few minutes.
Do you think he's a big Justice and AJ guy?
Well, we could ask him. Might get dead silence on the other side, but the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Is it safe to believe in the Phillies again? Ike, what do you think the poll's at?
I would say people are probably feeling good, but not... I don't think people are going overboard, so I'll go, the majority says it is, I'll go with 58%.
54? You're always pretty close.
Wow.
Finger on the pulse.
Man.
Finger on the pulse. Before we get to Nick Sirianni, Ike has something to tell you.
Yeah, I want to tell you about the home team.
Mark's Jewelers?
Yeah, talking about our friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, the team at Mark's have diamond engagement rings to meet every budget. Mark's Jewelers is minutes from everywhere with showrooms in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Stop into Mark's Jewelers and be amazed by their diamond diner. Grab a drink at their bar and experience the difference Mark's Jewelers has to offer. Now, did I mention no Philly sales tax? Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Now, I hesitate to take Joe from the Northeast before Nick Sirianni, but I feel like I need to. Is it safe to believe in the Phillies again?
Still, this is not Cal Stevenson, Joe, by the
way. Oh, it's a different Cal.
It's a different Joe in the Northeast.
Oh, well, then I'm a little less excited, but nevertheless, Joe, you're on WIP.
All right, listen, guys. I love you guys. Greatest show on earth. I won the greatest prize you guys ever gave out, the ultimate ticket. I won the season tickets.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sick of hearing these people call in and bashing the Phillies. I mean, it's ridiculous. This time last year, they weren't even in the playoff hunt. We're 20-plus games over 500, and they're getting bashed.
Who's bashing, Joe?
300. Count how many 300 hitters are in baseball. We got one of them on our team, and they're bashing this kid. I don't get it. I'm losing my mind over this. Like, and I'm the ultimate fan when it comes to this. I'm the first one to put down every team. Like, oh yeah, they. But there's what is the? I don't get it. I don't.
Well, would you have said that last week, prior to this 4-game winning streak?
What's that?
Would you have said this last week?
100%. I was saying this the whole.
Well, then why even play the game, Joe?
You've been saying this for 2.5, 3 months.
Yes.
Oh, well, God bless you.
500, like, for real? Like, I'm like.
I understand that, but it's not about being above 500, Joe. It's about playing your best baseball and people believing that the team has a chance to win. I'm with you. I don't think there's any reason to necessarily bury the team or give up on the team. I don't think we have done that, but I don't know if you're saying this. Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't think fans have had the right to be critical of the team? At all over the last month, let's just say the last month, last few weeks. Forget about that they've been trending below 500 for almost 3 months. But what about just the last 2 to 3 weeks?
But they established themselves. They established themselves as a premier team, and of course you're going to sum. It's 160 games. They just want to give up and wait for the playoffs. Like a lot of, you know, players do that. Like Edmonton Oilers, remember ice hockey? They didn't want to play.
Do not remember
Joe,
that.
Joe, I'm afraid. I want to argue with Joe all night long, but we have Nick Sirianni. So, Nick, thank you for joining us. You just saved Joe from the Northeast. We're gonna beat on him for a solid 2.5 minutes. But you're here, so you take priority. I appreciate you joining us.
There you go, Joe.
Yeah. He owes you one. So Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. So we have to start with your Eagles Radiothon item. So it's lunch and games with head coach Nick Sirianni. You famously competitive. They have lunch with you, and they play horse and putter ball. Now, the rumors in the hallways here is that, and I don't use this phrase lightly, is that you're sort of a psychopath about the horse thing. Would that be a correct characterization?
Yeah, I like the word psychopath. I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
that's fair.
Well, you know, how many, you take it seriously, even though it's a charity thing. You want, admit it truly, you want to beat whoever wins this auction.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. I want to win badly. I want to win badly at this game of horse and the putter, whatever the other game is too. I just take the horse things. Just, I take a little bit more serious because I was a little more serious about basketball back in the day.
So let me ask you, Coach, you got brothers and I know I grew up with four brothers myself and being competitive, that was just something in the household. It seems like that's where we got our first sort of sign of competing against someone else that was trying to be better than your older brother or their younger brother. I'm wondering, is that where a lot of this sort of originates with you, where you sort of had this competitive spirit? Is that where it sort of starts in your early years?
Like, I think you're asking because you know it is, because you lived in the same household growing up, right? And and that's 100%. I'm the youngest. So
oh, wow. Okay.
Mine is, you get the crap kicked out of you no matter what, right? But you're also like, hey, one day I'm going to be big as you, son of a gun, and I am going to be better than you guys at what we do. And that was always my mindset, like, how am I going to get better than them at what they did when they were my age? And so It all matters, and that was, I would say, that is a big part of how I grew up and why the competitiveness is the way it is.
Now, I love how you've found ways to incorporate this in the culture with your team. Like, when you first got here a couple years ago and we heard about a lot of this stuff, I thought it was crazy. Let's face it. I played under Coach Reed. He wasn't shooting basketball hoops and stuff in the building. But now I look around, Coach, and I'm seeing videos from other teams. This is happening with a lot of teams around the league. So it seems like this is something that's starting to catch on around the league.
I guess we were a little bit of a trend center, the way that is. I think, you know, we've had a good culture here for the past 3 years, and we can look to continue to do that. And so when you have that, I think people look into that. Like, why is it that these guys want to be around each other? Why is it that these guys enjoy being around each other? That, you know, and all those things like that matter, and that's why we do some of those things.
You know, Coach, you mentioned in a press conference toward the end of camp there about the book on leadership that you're reading. I'm sort of taking that competitiveness and moving it to this. And you mentioned accountability and sort of the example you set for the players, for the other coaches, all of those things. How difficult is it to sort of adjust a personality trait that, or your actions because of a personality trait that's been there so long because the situation demands it?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. That really is a good question. And I think the answer is we go through great lengths, right, to great lengths to put ourselves in position to win week in, week out, and season in, season out. And so, like, if we're going to be here all night and if we're going to be doing all the things that we do to get ourselves ready for games, get ourselves ready for seasons, and we're honest with each other and say, hey, what can I do better? You're willing to do anything, right? If you're willing to do anything to get better, you're willing to do anything to give the team a chance to win. And that includes, you know, changing things about yourself, right? Because, right, that the change, you go through after every season, through after every game, what could I have done better? And that's after a win and that's after a loss. Sometimes it hits a little bit harder after a loss where you think to yourself, what can I do better? How do we, you know, or how we ended the season or last year or this and that, you know, and you got to live with some of those things, and you got to really look yourself in the mirror and say, what can I do to get better? What did I do to get better? And this is just something. And if you're serious about, you know, making strides and making gains, and you want the team to make strides and make gains and look at themselves in the mirror, you better as heck do it yourself as the head coach. So, it's all in the attempts to get better. And guess what? Like, me doing stuff like that and reading the leadership book and doing the different things that I'm doing to grow myself as a coach, that's not only making me a better coach, it's making me a better husband, it's making me a better father as well. And so all these guys, the guys and my wife and my kids, they're worth it.
So I guess just sort of a comparison to draw for that. Think when we were talking about basketball, you think about a jump shot. If a guy's got bad form on his jump shot, he can practice and practice and practice. But then as soon as a defender is running at him, sometimes the old habits come back, right? And you go to what's mm-hmm. comfortable. So how do you work on assuring that when things get tense and when things get tough, that those things that you've learned and those adjustments stay in place?
It's easier. It's definitely easier said than done. And there's no doubt that you're going to have some setbacks here and there. But it is. It's like you're not trying to get 27% better every day. You'd love to. You're trying to get 1% better every day. You're trying to get a little bit better each day. And I think when you practice, we are a product of what our habits are. Mm-hmm. So you try to put yourself in those positions as much as you possibly can now, right, so that when you get to the heat of the moment, that you're living your habits essentially, right? And so, you know, and I think that's a good analogy what you said with the jump shot. Boom! When the heat of the moment comes, and how am I going to shoot that? How am I going to go from shooting a jump shot like Bill Cartwright and move it into shooting it like Kobe Bryant? Right? Well, I've hopefully by then. Because he had the nastiest jump shot, if you remember, right?
Yes.
I just remember that.
Do you know your audience here, Rob? Yeah, you know,
I love the
Kobe
fact that
guy?
You use Bill Cartwright. Yeah. I mean, because that is the worst-looking jump shot ever. Yes. I agree with you.
And then, so what you try to do is you put yourself in those scenarios as much as you possibly can, so it's a habit. Again, we are a product of our habits. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we're going to be perfect in it. It doesn't mean you won't have some setbacks in it. But it's the constant habit of doing the things over and over again that you're hoping that you can correct yourself. And that's what we do as when we are players, that's what we do when we're coaches. And that's what we try to do in our lives. And that's what I try to do and lead here with the Eagles.
Well, man, you as a head coach going into your, I believe, fourth year, right? Fourth year that you're going you're going into. People, we get questions about, okay, what does Coach Sirianni do? What is his job responsibility? And I often say head coaches have so many different responsibilities as it pertains to a team. You've had different coordinators, again, I'd say for a third straight year, I would imagine. Yeah, this is just third straight year having different coordinators. How has that been for you, working with Coach Fangio and Coach Moore? You guys getting on the same page and sort of coming up with a vision and a plan of how you guys want to play as a football team. And I would imagine from your perspective, getting to know these guys, because I don't know if you necessarily have a working history with them. How's that been for you, getting adjusted to your new coaching staff and things?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's a long process, right? Because naturally, there's so many things, and I'll go back. You know, I'll go back with maybe Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen, like just mm-hmm. from a couple years ago. Like those guys and I have coached together for so long, right? And so we've been through the process of going through it, like of you know your decision making on fourth down or in 2 minute or this and that, whatever it is, right? Now there's so much to catch up on, and it's so you end up spending a lot of time together, right? And so you're almost like, if you want to be all on the same page, which obviously is the main goal, is that we're all on the same page, you got to spend endless amounts of time together talking about all the different things of how, you know, game management, stuff like that. And it's been fun. It's been fun just to, you know, go through the philosophies again, hear new philosophies. You really grow when you hear new philosophies. Man, I've never thought of it that way. You know, Shane and I used to think of it this way. I really like how you're thinking of this, Kellen or Vic. You know what? Let's do that. Like, so you just, it's the amount of time you spend together, and it's been great. Again, learning new things and, you know, kind of going through those different things, because both coaches are outstanding coaches, right? That's why they're here. I really feel like, you know, we hit a home run with these two coaching hires, right? Vic's been an established defensive coordinator. You know, let me rephrase this. Kellen's been an established offensive coordinator for years. Vic's been an established defensive coordinator for decades. Like, how about that? Like, that's awesome. And like, and I know how valuable he is and what he's been doing with the defense. And I see the strides that we've been making, and I'm just so excited to have both of these guys. Like, I really do believe we hit a home run with both these guys. And it's been fun, you know, talking football with these guys, getting all on the same page with these guys. And it's, but it's been a grind, and we're going to continue to grind all the way up until that first game, and then and so on, as new things pop up and arise.
It seemed like there was a decision this year to get more reps during training camp for on both sides of the ball. How does that decision get made, and for what reason did you make it?
You know, we have a younger team, right? And so, you know, sometimes it is like, you know, that you're going to have some lighter practices, and sometimes it is you're going to have heavier practice. We had a younger team. We had guys that needed reps, and that's why we made the decision to I got to kind of hear everybody's opinion and then make a decision that I think is best for the team at the end of the day, right? And so, you know, got a lot of different good feedback from a lot of different people, and at the end of the day, the best decision was, in my eyes, was to have longer, more intense practices because of the age of our team, because of the what we wanted to do with a couple of the different schemes that we're doing, and that's what went into that. And every year is different. Every year that you go through is different. And that this was the right for this year and this team during training camp. And I truly believe, right, that we made a lot of strides in training camp, getting better during training camp, and a lot of that goes has got to be contributed to the reps and the amount of time we were out there. Because there's also a time where the reps that you have, if you go too many, it's counterproductive, right? You don't get the intensity that you will want, because guys are, you know, naturally they will have to pace themselves if it's a 3-hour practice, 3.5, whatever it is, right? And so we felt like this was the sweet spot for this year. We got great intensity while we also got great work and great reps, and we felt like it's really led us into where we're ready to go play this game. We're pretty much in game week now, and pretty much ready to go play this game here on next Friday.
Final thing on that is, you know, none of the offensive starters really played during the preseason, whereas a lot of the Green Bay players did. Do you think that they will be better prepared for that game because they played in the preseason?
No, I mean, if I thought that, then I would have played them, right? You know, I did what I felt like our team needed, and each individual needed to be ready to play in game one. You know, whether it was, you know, this year we didn't get as many joint practices, but we did well more way more inter squad scrimmages than we've had. And you know, when you got good talent like we do on both sides of the ball, those inter-squad scrimmages are just as valuable as when you go against another team and they're just as competitive. You know, going back to what Ike and I were talking about with our brother, sometimes the most grueling battles that we've ever had probably are against our brothers and not against another team, right? That's yep. Just the way it is, and that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of how we got a couple of those things and a couple of those good competition back and forth in some of those inner squad scrimmages we did. I feel like we're ready to go to you know, and we still got the rest of the week to get ready for the plan. But as far as where we are as a football team, I felt comfortable where we are, that we would be ready to play this game in game one based off of our practice and our practice habits.
Coach, we're very thankful for you giving us your time today. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, we have to end with two just very quick Elliot Shore Parks questions, if you're okay with
I'll
that.
I'll hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one, just would you beat Elliot Shore Parks in horse, and then in a 40-yard dash, would you also beat Elliot Shore Parks?
Come on now.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. All right. Yeah. Okay. So the second thing, and we've been noticing, and we've been giving Elliot a little bit of hell for this, is that you occasionally will mention Elliot, whether it's, you know, the Jalen Hurts training camp stats or so on and so forth. And we're a little worried that you're endearing yourself too much to Elliot, which might make him biased. So is this...
Elliot is our stat keeper, like, during training camp. Like, we don't keep stats during training camp. And you know what? I like to know what the percentage of the quarterbacks is every once in a while. And so I get it from Elliot. Like, he's working for us right now. He's keeping the stats. I got to give him a shout out every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
So is there an effort
that
within the NovaCare facility, have you met to sway Elliot by mentioning him in these press conferences and giving him credit like that? Do you know how dangerous this is to us?
You know, again, anybody that does a service for us, I will always want to mention and say, hey, we appreciate you, right? I think everybody everybody needs to know they're loved and appreciated. And you know what? Elliot is right there. Now, do I agree with some of his grades sometimes? No, but we are, and I don't, we don't use those.
Yeah, okay,
we
right. Okay.
You know, we use the, hey, he was 21 or 24, whatever it is. That we can go on. But when he gives them a B plus or an A minus, we'll leave that to us as the coaches.
All right, man.
I love it, man.
Eagles.
I was not expecting that answer. That was an awesome answer. I was not expecting that.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Hey, Matt.
Greg's coach.
Best of luck next Friday night. We're all counting on you.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
There you go. You can bid on the item with Nick Sirianni. So it is games and lunch with head coach Nick Sirianni. It's currently at $3,000, which I think is actually a bargain. You and a guest have lunch with Nick Sirianni and a, quote, competitive game of horse and putter ball. What I'd like is for someone to go in there, and I'm hoping horse is before lunch, beat Sirianni and horse, and then watch him just pout the entire time during lunch, because you know he would. You know he would.
Something tells me he wouldn't stop playing until he wins. Yeah.
One of those things. Yeah. So there you go.
And confirmation that Elliot works for the Eagles.
Yes, obviously.
That was awesome.
The quote is, he's working for us.
The worm exists, man. Yeah. We got to get that worm out.
We got to get the NovaCare worm out of Elliot's brain.
That was awesome.
And so you can go and bid at eaglesradiothon.com. While you're there, you can bid on the afternoon show sit-in here in studio with us. You can bid on the WIP afternoon show live broadcast. Or if you don't want to bid on any of this stuff, you can go to eaglesradiothon.com, buy the t-shirt, which will be designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. That's only $30. Or donate whatever you want by sending a text message. Text the word afternoon to 53209, and you can donate. 100% of those donations invested into innovative autism research and care programs.
Now, do you think they all sit around the boardroom, all the coaches, and like, Elliot gave us a B? Yeah. And they're like, we disagree. Like, what is he seeing at practice that we're not?
Is it possible that Elliot's grading scale is just going to be A and B moving
forward? There was a lot of A's. I'm just a lot of A's.
And Elliot is grading this from the sideline view. The coaches are actually looking at the film and everything else.
What are you questioning Elliot's grading?
Hold on. Who's to say Elliot's not in those meetings anymore? We don't know anything about Elliot.
So,
he's not going to live this down.
Well, so I saw.
Not going to live this down.
So I saw Elliot was in with you guys yesterday.
Both days.
So Elliot said that the roster for this year is not as good as the roster from last year.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, if he got a shock when that happened from the NovaCare worm in his brain for saying that. Did he get a direct call from Howie? I couldn't believe he said that. I was stunned. How are you with the? Were you surprised? Now Bradbury was the
surprise. Yes.
Yeah.
Other than that, everybody else. I'm waiting to see today because I guess they're signing guys or trying to get guys through waivers to see who's coming back on the practice squad. And it's so weird now with the practice squad. Howie mentioned this yesterday. He was like, final 53-man roster, it's really like the final 70-man roster. Because they add 17 practice squad guys.
Right, and I guess they're hoping a lot of the guys they cut don't get claimed off of waivers.
And they can bring them back. So like the Paris Campbell may be back on practice squad. Now that they allow vets.
Yeah,
on practice squad. So nothing surprisingly yesterday. But you know, the fact that they only have two tight ends, that's not going to last. And three running backs.
Yeah. Shipley,
I mean, they normally
course,
keep
Saquon.
Four running backs. So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought somebody. I was thinking Boston Scott.
Just got released by the Rams.
Got released. I was like, maybe, because they've already signed Jack Stoll to the practice squad. Yes, they've already brought a tight end back, so.
I thought it was interesting they cut Dylan McMahon, the center they took in late rounds. Because
they picked up Washington's center, I think was a third round pick. Yeah, I think Washington wound up cutting one of their picks. I think he was a third round pick. I could be wrong. Somebody correct me. But anyway, Eagles signed him.
Yeah.
They got a backup center on the roster.
Yeah, they got McMahon back on the practice squad.
Oh, they did.
They did bring him back on the practice squad? Yeah. Okay. So then he brought both guys back.
Yeah. Cam Jurgens just trained him in 12 years to be the next guy.
What it also means, could that mean something happens on the line?
They kept
eight guys, nine guys, nine O-linemen?
Yeah, because they cut Toth, right? And they cut who else?
some of the other younger guys.
Well, they
guys.
Kept the Michigan guy. Well, whatever. Offensive line.
Good yeah. depth.
Only Elliott cares about
it. Yeah, well, yeah, he got 51 of the 53 right, I guess, yeah. on his little projection.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he happy about that?
Yeah, he said he came in second.
Oh, somebody got...
It was like a competition among all
know,
the big
I know,
J's.
Yeah, amongst the beat writers.
Yes.
Well, don't you have to... But okay, we keep calling Elliott a beat writer. He doesn't write anything anymore.
But he wants to be included with the beat writers.
Mm, I know.
He wants to be included with him.
And
he just writes tweets.
I know. And he works for the Eagles.
And he works for the Eagles, which we found out today.
The shocking revelation.
Shocking. Came right from Nick Sirianni's mouth.
Man.
That Elliott works for us. Shocker. All right. The Phillies are playing today, the third game with the Houston Astros. Taijuan Walker will start for the Phillies. We will get you ready for the game and get your, hopefully this is the last time we ever see Taijuan Walker start for the Phillies, so we will get your best Taijuan Walker memories as we bid farewell to Taijuan Walker, as hopefully they just eat the $40 million they owe him so we don't have to watch him anymore. Leading off is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.